I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, television?
No.
Are you 18 years old and older and registered to vote?
Yep.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
We'll vote.
Definitely or probably vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
My age is 45.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10. I'm going to vocate. I'm going to vote.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote?
Trump.
Donald Trump?
Yes, because he don't seem like to know anything. So, that's my vote for voting.
Okay.
Because he ain't,
I'm sorry, you were saying something else?
Right. Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I feel I'm real straight on that.
Strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yep.
Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Huh?
Do you, you said approve, correct?
Yeah.
Do you approve it strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not sure.
Hello? I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I thought we got off. Say that question again.
Sure. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm glad that it's going in the way it's going.
So you will say very satisfied or just satisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. In general speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, it's getting okay.
Getting better or staying about the same?
Yep.
Better?
Better.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. I'm going to read your list. First one says, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Next one, rising crime and violence. Next one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Next one, cuts to the social safety next, like Social Security, or a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or stagnant white wages and rising costs. Can you select?
Say it again.
Stagnant wages and rising costs.
Yeah, that's rough.
Okay. That's one of them. And the other one, Trump?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
And Trump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Donald Trump. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
0.
Thank you. About Republicans in Congress?
I have to do my due diligence on that.
But on a scale from 0 to 100, how will you rate them from 0 to 100?
Sorry. 0.
Okay. About Kamala Harris?
Awesome. 100.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And how about Democrats in Congress? How we rate them from 0 to 100?
I'm going to have to see who win to be able to rate them.
So you don't have an opinion is what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And how about Jill Stein? How will you rate Jill Stein from 0 to 100?
I'm not familiar with her, but I'll look her later.
Okay. About Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Oh, huh?
You
didn't even help me with anything? No, it's just a poll.
Oh. But who was that? Poll for who?
Hi.
What? Nothing.
I'm calling for a national opinion survey.
Give my opinion. Did you hear that?
How will you rate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100?
Say that again.
About Robert F. Kennedy Jr., how will you rate him from 0 to 100?
What? He's fucking dead.
He's dead,
too.
How will you rate him?
Polar. What are you trying to poll? I'm just asking, what is he polling
for? On whatever you want to do. Well, what he's doing is taking a poll.
For what?
My
who are you polling for, sir?
I'm going for a national opinion surveys, and I'm conducting just an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues. stagnant.